Well, it's about time.
Okay, call meeting order. Do we have any modifications to the agenda?
Not that I know of, I didn't get anything.
We weren't waiting for you.
Oh, we started late, so we're even.
But we're talking snowmobiles. Snowmobile trails.
They suck right now, Eric.
It's bumpy out there.
So town forests and rec area trails, we got nothing to...
Yeah, like I said, Bob Fisher sent me an email saying that, he sent it to me because he knew Kent was out, and no updates or further correspondence from Merrill Bent, so nothing new to report.
Road crew issues.
So I, if we had stayed on cycle, this would be the last winter of my plow truck. But since we can't get them replaced for a couple of years, I started the process to get on the schedule for 2027. So I have a quote from Viking. This quote will not go up. They'll hold this price until 2027. And since we're affiliated with Sourcewell, and so are they, this eliminates the need to have to go out to bid because it satisfies all the state and government bidding requirements. So, and there's really nobody else to build the things anyway. I mean, there are, but they're, you know, halfway across the country. So I just have a quote for the equipment. It's $103,600. So if we can just get a signature on this, and he'll hold our slot, probably like the spring of 2027. I don't care who signs it, it just needs one signature. But, and then I'll start working with Craig on like a cabin chassis. So
the equipment, that's bed, plow, spreader, all
body,
that,
yeah. Everything. Yeah. Yeah, lights, camera, and action.
You just buy them as a cabin chassis.
And then they just mount it on a cabin chassis. Yeah. The little truck's coming along. It's, I think it's out for paint now. Next meeting, I'll have a document to sign to, for everybody to sign, or for somebody to sign, so we can assign the guy from WRC to be the project manager on that Stiles Brook engineering grant. We have to go through that whole process of having a project manager, and then they'll start getting it out to bid. And the power company, I guess they started working on culverts on Willis Road today. And they decided not to do the dirt part of West Jamaica this year. And he had asked me about a week ago if they could move on to Kennedy Road, but I said no because he hadn't been here to talk to everybody and get our blessing. So I don't think that'll be happening this year because they only have about another 2.5 weeks before they have to be stopped grinding. I think they stop grinding October 15th. So it's only
state thing, or
I don't know who I don't know if that's a GMP thing or if it's I don't know. I mean, because the state doesn't stop you from digging in the road. I have a feeling it might be so they can put everything back together that they need to do, because there's a lot of work after they get done grinding.
Well,
you know, so it might be they might have done it just to say, this is how long it's going to take us, you know, to get everything
back together.
Because the only restriction the state puts on in October is like being out of the brook, but they'll even waive that if you have a problem. You know, I mean, generally, your river guy will, if you're doing something, he'll let you go as long as it's not an issue, you know. So the excavator is still in being repaired, and Coop's going to help us this week. We get a failed culvert over on Pikes Falls Road that we're going to change, and other than that, it's just regular stuff. Nothing. If you see those storage boxes down at the garage, those are the ones that belong to Green Mountain Power that they asked us if they could put there. And
I was wondering what all that.
They just staged some stuff there this project up here. So, our salt guy called me back, and he's going to hold last year's price for us. So, once they get the access road to where it's not gonna be a real cluster as far as getting big trucks up, I'll have him start delivering salt. And then Tom Fuller.
How's that coming over there?
Well, I don't know, they're detouring you around it.
I know.
Yeah, most of the pipe in.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Big one?
Yeah.
I was there today yesterday.
It's a big culler, is that what it is?
Under it.
It's big, it's big and it's long, and there's a big vault that they have to go through that has a ton of consolidated communications underground lines in it.
They gotta throw it?
Well, they're very close to it, so that's what makes it really complicated, I guess, is dealing with that part of it without damaging anything.
Who's the excavator contractor?
Hunter.
I'm pretty sure Hunter.
Yeah, so, I think from what Stuart Coleman told me, I think the actual digging up of the road isn't really that bad. It's all the other, it's all that utility that they gotta deal with,
yeah.
You know, so they don't dig into a line and have a bunch of voices come out.
Leave me alone.
I guess that garden loop, I guess it used to be called telephone road because back in the day they had one of those telephone exchange things in there. And then when they kept expanding the mountain, they put in some type of a vault with everything that goes up the hill.
Wow.
And over the years, he said there's like 11 different conduits going into that thing with all kinds of different lines going, all the different developments and all the way, you know, so it ain't just one little pipe they got to dig up. It's a pretty complicated thing. So, and then I talked to Tom Fuller and Tom said, you know, I'll get back to you guys at some point. He said, I'm not sure whether the access road is going to get done this year if they don't get their, you know what, in gear and get it going. Or he said, not by me anyway. He said, I'm running out of time.
Yeah.
But he said, I'll get back and fix what you need, you know. So,
okay. Is he anywhere else closer?
Well, he's paving in Windhall right now on some of their other roads.
Okay.
But I don't know if they're ready for him on the access road, you know. And he's like, it's really too late to start bow-magging that now, you know, because to do it right, he said, they ought to put it off till next year and have me start it in May instead of September like they always do.
Yeah.
You know, he said they dilly-dally around all summer long every year, and then all of a sudden the leaves start changing. It's, oh, my God, we want to pave. And he's like,
yeah.
You know, not a good time to be doing that. So, but he'll get us done. But
Gwargo putting out their bid for paving. They put it out at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. They did a crossover down by
the
road. They were supposed to do that last year.
Yeah.
The bids didn't go out until September.
Yeah.
Are you guys still going to do the membrane on that culvert on?
Once I know, yeah, I want to.
Yep.
Yeah, I have all the stuff and I want to do it, but once I know when he's coming back, then it'll be a one and done deal. So.
Of course, if he's over here now, it'd be nice if he just get over here.
Yeah. And he might, you know,
he
might.
Yeah.
You know.
There would be a whole lot of, this doesn't involve a whole lot of trucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. To do what we got to get done.
Well, so he's going to take care of us. It's just.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll do it.
Yeah.
I have faith in him.
He's going to give them a chance to make it easy on him. And
if
it comes to a time, he's like, I got to get it done.
Yeah. And he doesn't like doing that anymore because, you know, every year he said it's them that messes you up, you know, so. Other than that, I don't really have much other than that, I don't think.
All right. Oh, gosh, I'm going to get out of here early.
Hey, you got a no-no, when you keep your mouth shut.
Anybody read that?
I'm sorry?
Fire alarm violation, did you read the notice that he sent? Candy sent?
Kent sent.
I was watching it on last Friday night.
I will make some more copies.
No.
While I'm making copies, did any of you need a copy of September 8th minutes?
No.
Okay.
We don't need any copies of this.
I was at.
No.
I was at Clay Buchholz's no hitter.
Yeah.
I saw that game live. I was there.
Yeah, so did Russell.
Pretty much.
I saw a second in the ordinance. I was up in the bleachers on that one, too.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're only charging for one, which we decided on the last meeting.
Yeah, could have been his first shot. I think I saw Buckles, I think, when he had
maybe $70 or nothing.
No, it was a turn on the same year,
right? No, but no, we were pissed off.
I think so.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll do something. Have they banned campfires in Vermont yet?
Well, not campfires per se.
Because they did in New Hampshire today, I saw on Facebook.
They sent out a letter this afternoon telling us to cease all permits.
Yes. Yeah.
Which.
But I think in New Hampshire they even anyway, stopped.
Well, yeah, but what like I think what campfires. They do is I think when there's rain coming up, you know, like the last time it rained, we got an eighth of an inch of rain, maybe. And like 20 people were like, hey, can I burn? And I'm like, no, nothing has changed yet.
This could get a little bit better this week.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, I think where their heads are at is it's like, look, it's going to rain, and we know that everybody's going to think they can burn all of a sudden, and we want to be very clear that we don't want you to burn.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I haven't issued a permit.
Because it doesn't take much to dry it back out again. No. You know, I mean, it's
dry. It's going to soak into the ground.
The fire is just going to go underneath the rain.
Yeah. Yeah, that one they had up in Ascutney a couple of years ago. In the ground.
We're getting a heck of a pile at the garage that I'd like to burn, but I was like, nope.
Yeah, I got a good one in my house I had to touch off.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right, town hall requests?
I have none if there were none in the box.
There's hardly anything in the box.
All right, keep moving.
Those are all the minutes.
Still fishing it out.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other business that may come before the board? Anybody have anything to talk about, discuss?
Move
adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sweet.
Night.
You don't like candy?
Yep.
So Ken's the one who made these goddamn minis go to salon?
No, we use that quite a lot.
Sometimes we're